Thank you so much for spending part of your day with the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. I'm Allison Stewart, along with guest host Touré today, and we are not alone. I'm not talking about the universe. Some of our producers have joined us in the studio, as they do every day, for the most searched, most emailed, most blogged, people, stories, yes, TV, reality show results. They're all on the web. It's time now for the BPP staff picks for the most. Dan Pashman, come on
hey guys,
down,
how
Dan.
Are you?
Good.
I got a most emailed here from Yahoo News. A woman in Florida has been arrested on charges of bigamy. She's 26 years old and she has at least 10 husbands.
What?
Woohoo!
That's
Wait,
right.
You said at least, so there may be more.
That's right. That's right. They're still investigating.
Currently 10.
We have confirmation of 10 husbands.
All right, so yes. She's registered at Crate and Barrel, yeah. Pottery Barn, and like where else?
Seriously.
Some women are like, I can't find one.
That's what I'm saying.
She's hoarding
I know
them.
So many women in New York who are trying to find a husband. Like, this woman, once she gets out of jail, could really write a how-to guide.
Yeah, show the love, sister.
But no, apparently she was actually running a bit of a scam targeting men with questionable or no immigration status and charging them money to marry her to help them get into the country. But then after they got married, she kept asking for more money. And anyway, now she's in jail. So
how long is she going to do?
We don't know yet. She's just been arrested.
Trisha McKinney, editrix in
yes.
the control room.
Yes, your editrix in the control room. So I have, I've been looking at Google Trends, and more on that later, but right now the top trends, out of the top 10 of them, 4 of them have to do with Survivor. And as a diehard Survivor fan since day one, I was very interested in this. And a side note is that I TiVo'd Survivor, the finale was last night, and I TiVo'd it, and woke up this morning and the first thing I saw when I hit the internet was I found out who won, so I'm kind of annoyed about that. But anyway, people are not only Googling who won this current season of Survivor, but you know, they always introduce what's happening next time, and they're also searching for that on Google. It's going to be in Micronesia. It's the 16th season of Survivor, and
wow.
I have to say the premise is pretty cool, and so here's a little clip of what they're about to do.
Now, a select few will get their chance at the adventure of a lifetime. What they don't know is they'll be playing against the ultimate competitors, favorite castaways from the past. Who will these competitors be? Will the former survivors be able to put aside their past conflicts and come together as a tribe? Or will the super fans outwit, outplay, and outlast the favorites? Tune in this February and find out on Survivor Micronesia, Fans versus Favorites.
Oh, so crusty old Rudy could be back?
He could be. Wouldn't that be awesome? I have a chill, I have to say. I know we just played like a 30-second Survivor commercial, but honestly, I'm a super fan, though. I would never, ever, ever get on that island. That's all I have to say.
Wow. Rachel's got an interesting story. Handbags are the new thing.
Oh, who knew? Apparently, this is the number 3 most emailed piece on the NewYorkTimes.com, and it's about how big department stores have clued in that if you make your shopping bags really nice and if you invest heavily in them, and then people will carry them around for a long time. And so the goal now is to create bags that have longer shelf lives, that are these really nice things with really thick paper and the nice core, you know.
I have to tell you, this works. I actually literally put things in a bag for Bill Wolf, husband, BPP, sports guy, in one of those scoop bags
yeah.
that you get because they're so durable. I've had that thing for a year.
See? There you go. But see, Allison, they want you to go in and buy more. So
that's not
going to
happen.
The bag
more.
Itself does communicate something about the store. When you get a really nice bag, it
that's
makes
true.
You think, these people are really cool and smart.
What does it say when I carry my Dwayne Reed bag around then? It's not the same.
It says you have a cold.
It says you have a cold.
Okay, MJ, what's up with you over there?
I have one of the most emailed from Newsweek.com right now. It's 5 reasons your office is bad for you. Desk jockeys, beware. There's the usual, your eyes go bad, your chair sucks, the noise in the office stresses you out. But then there's a bad vibes bullying. Is the number 5 reason that your office could be bad for you. Because Americans in particular are susceptible to bullying at work. It says that only 1 in 3 victims of work bullying identify themselves as targets.
Work bullies.
Stop bullying
work
me,
bullies.
Allison.
Matt,
get out of here, MJ. Leave.
Yeah. Get out.
Loser.
The Hope Diamond is not the thing that Allison has on her finger. It's something a little smaller than that,
totally,
right?
Totally, totally different. They have figured out where the Hope Diamond came from. They always suspected that it came from France. And it actually does come from France, I think.
We're from France.
Yes, it is from France. A team of researchers at the Smithsonian Institution, where it's housed at the Museum of Natural History, figured out that it's from a 115-carat stone found in India in 1668 and was sold to King Louis XIV, who had it cut. And this is one of the things that was cut off of it. So they just figured out how it might have fit into that 116-carat stone that they originally found in India. It's pretty, pretty amazing. And if you've ever seen it, it's actually, you go into the Museum of Natural History and you're like, that's it? That's it. I'm sure it's way more impressive if, you know, you're not a guy. But, you know, you walk in and you're like, oh, whatever.
And that's one of the most emailed from MSNBC.com.
Oh, I'm sorry. Most emailed at MSNBC.com. Okay. I apologize.
No problem. You know what? We link up to all of these stories so you can read them in their entire glory. You can find that at npr.org/Bryant Park. That does it for this edition of The Most.